This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, sitting with us, Randy Cross. We all know him. Three-time Super Bowl winner with the San Francisco 49ers. He brings our buddy BJ Ganem back. BJ, when you sat down, I'm like, I know that dude right there. So I want to get your mic on here real quick. But so you're here with the Wounded Warrior Project and the Wounded Warrior game, correct?
Well, the Wounded Warrior amputee football team.
Amputee football team,
yes,
correct.
Yes.
So I wanted to make sure we got that right.
That's right.
Randy, first of all, thanks. Good to see you again, man. It's been a long time.
Well, thanks. Yeah. It's for a lot of faces and a lot of people, it's that time of year again.
Do you walk through here and you're like, I know that guy. I don't know what his name is. And you know, people that I know that'll go, hey, buddy. You know, and it's like you're their friend, but they have no idea who the hell you are. I'm terrible with names, so it's kind of the way I am.
But we've all got one of those guys in our life,
right,
that calls everybody sport or buddy or
right.
Hey pal.
That's exactly it.
I know exactly what you mean.
From the time you played and won to today, what is this like?
Night and day. It's like comparing a bottle rocket to something they're going to shoot to Mars. That SpaceX got going off the launching pad in Canaveral. It's crazy. I mean, my first Super Bowl was Super Bowl 16, and that was in Pontiac, Michigan, and there was nothing as far as a presence went.
Right.
There wasn't even daily press conferences, only for a couple of guys and the coach and whatnot.
You guys faced Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And because I lived in Cincinnati at the time, and it was it Pete Johnson? Was there running back?
Yeah. Big, about 275-pound fullback out of Ohio State.
Yeah, that's
a great goal line play.
Right.
The goal line stand.
Right. That was it. That was the dagger.
But the, you know, the experience, the game has stayed the same. The only thing that's really changed and gotten out of control is everything around it.
Yeah.
Whether it's the show or the pregame or the week before or press row or whatever. I mean, you've been doing it long enough that there was no radio. Radio Row was literally a row
of radio
shows. So
there's probably 7 to 10. That was it.
Yeah.
Now you're sitting here, I don't know how many we got, maybe 300, something like that, of stations.
Yeah. All over the world.
Yeah. How many of these are you doing? When did you get here? Put it that way.
I don't know, BJ, as many as we can cram
in. Yeah, exactly. All of them.
how many?
I live here.
Oh, okay. You live in Atlanta.
I moved to Atlanta in late 92.
Okay. Was this hometown to begin with?
No.
Just liked it here?
My wife had a sister that married a Buckhead guy.
Okay.
And I was
so you live in a good area of town then.
I was with the network, the CBS, and I needed to be closer to what I was doing, which is mainly NFC East kind of games.
Yeah.
I wasn't like Madden. I wasn't going to be on a bus all the time.
Right.
So I was doing the red eyes Thursday night and then trying to get on the first thing smoking Sunday after the game to hopefully get back to the Bay Area.
Yeah.
And I had another business I was running at the same time. So, yeah, I needed to be a little bit more centrally located.
Yeah. Well, now you got it. I mean, it's a beautiful area, though. Beautiful town.
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting because we were sitting here. I was telling my wife this morning when we were driving in, you've got three restored, beautiful homes, and then you've got a couple of crap homes that look like they were probably in something you saw over in Iraq or something. And then you got three more. It's like they're trying to restore areas home by home and neighborhood by neighborhood. Buckhead's beautiful. We drove through that the
other day. Buckhead's on. You get to Midtown, West Midtown, down in these neighborhoods. You get closer here to the World Congress Center and the Dome. Yeah, it's the gentrification has been slow.
But But like I said, you'll see a neighborhood you think is just that you shouldn't be here, and then you'll see three or four homes at the end of it that have been restored, and they're gorgeous.
You ought to see the prices on those places.
So, well, I don't know if I'd want to see the prices. A lot of them down here. So, but BJ, I wanted to talk to you as well because obviously you've got you're part of the football game.
Yeah, I am. Yep. So we had the football game tonight, flag football.
Right. He's the captain.
I'm the captain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how does one get voted the captain of the amputee flag football game?
I wasn't listening when they said whoever wants to be the captain, step forward. Everybody else, step back. So. But no, and I actually have a gift for Gab. So being able to talk is one of my specialties, so they put me out there, and that's kind of what you do.
Now, what does this mean? Because Randy, we had Rocky Blyer on. What does it mean for those guys to give their time to you guys and be a part of this? Because it's a lot of NFL alumni that play in this game.
Yes, it is, and it's amazing. It's this is my seventh one I've done now, and my first one was in New York, and it was an absolute dream come true. Watch guys that we watched on Saturday and on Sunday actually get a chance to play with them. You know, and in my mind, I feel like I'm so fast. I grew up here in Savannah, Georgia. I live in Madison, Wisconsin now. And played linebacker in high school, and then played a lot of boots and utes football in in the Marine Corps. But it's been great to actually learn some life lessons from these NFL legends and how they've transitioned out of the NFL, similar to how military people struggle with some transition leaving the military, and then having the parallels with the TBIs and PTS. And so it's been a great synergy outside of just the celebrityism, if you will, you know, and seeing the Super Bowl rings and meeting a legend like Rocky Blyer, who served in Vietnam, you know, was injured at right. Purple Heart, and comes back and wins four Super Bowls with the Steelers.
Yep.
Just an amazing person. And so many of these NFL guys, it doesn't get covered enough, but just give their heart and soul and to us. And we've built some lasting friendships. And again, like I said, it's really helping a lot of men and women in their own transition from, you know, difficult times within the military.
We got to mention real quick, walking around here, we got guys that have the military dogs.
Yeah.
And we're walking in, and we're missing our dogs. I've only been down here a few days. We're missing our dogs. And you guys are brought to you by Blue Buffalo,
right,
which is a part of that. So we're out here petting all the dogs. You guys are bringing dogs in and all that sure. kind of stuff and doing stuff with Blue Buffalo alongside.
That's right, yeah. So I run Sierra Delta, which is a service dog network for veterans.
Right.
And the power of dogs. You have dogs yourself.
Absolutely.
Right? And Blue Buffalo's tagline is love them like family. And yeah. that's what dogs have that power to do. My very first purchase when I had my first convalescent leave from Walter Reed is I bought an old English bulldog puppy, 8 weeks old.
Yeah.
I still didn't even have my leg wasn't even sewn up. It was still on a wound bag. And he used to sleep on my neck as a puppy. And then as he got older, he was very in tune with the phantom pains that I was having from the residual limb. And he would get in my bed and lay on my leg, and it really made it feel better. And he wasn't trained at all. Like I always say, he was a dumb dog.
Yeah.
But he was my dumb dog. I lost him right. last year. But what we're doing is really helping vets get to public access service dogs, dogs that can go everywhere with them.
Yep.
But we're also starting a new thing of non-public access service dogs, dogs that are trained to meet the needs that these military veterans have, not only with their disabilities, but helping them in transition and understanding and getting back into it and encouraging them to lead a healthier lifestyle, getting outside and interacting with more people and interacting with other dog lovers.
Before I let you guys go, I got to ask you, Randy, you know, coming up on Saturday night, guys are going to be inside their hotels and getting ready for this game. Patriots have been there numerous times. Talk about your first time getting ready for this game.
Yeah, it was pretty special outside of the ice storms and the snow and everything in
right.
Pontiac, Michigan. But all three of them, same thing. You have to sort of breathe through it, if you will. Mm-hmm. All three times, I was ready to play Saturday. So you had to wind yourself back down and then get yourself back up again for Sunday.
Yeah.
But, you know, the first one was the hardest one to kind of feel normal, because you don't have a point of reference.
Right.
But in a lot of ways, and for both of us, Cincinnati and us, neither one of us had a point of reference. I think that was an advantage. Once you knew there was a show and there was this and there was that, I think it got a little bit harder.
Yeah.
But the first time you do it, you don't know any better. I always refer to us as the happy dummies. You just don't know. You don't know what you don't know.
Randy, BJ, thanks to you guys for coming by. Thanks to Blue Buffalo for bringing you guys over.
Absolutely.
Best of luck with the game tonight. We'll see you guys there. I think we're going over.
Awesome.
So it'll be our first time really heading over and getting a chance
Great.
To watch the whole game. So we're looking forward to it. Best of luck.
Great.
We'll see you again next year.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
All right, pal.
All right.
See you, buddy.
There you go.
Thank
we're
you
go
again.
Ahead and take a quick break.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.